Hello and welcome to the Bull Gap Journal here in the Radio Alabama studios in Sylacauga, Alabama. The Bull Gap Journal is where we talk about life, leadership, and common sense. I'm Robert Holmes. Many of you know me as Bob, a Sylacauga native, a proud military veteran, and community citizen. Like I said, on the Bull Gap Journal, we talk about things that impact all of us with, life and common sense about, how we approach life and leadership. And today I've got a leader in the community, well-known fire chief of the Sylacauga Fire Department, Nate Osgood. Nate, thanks for coming in today.
Bob, I appreciate you thinking of me and having me on.
Well, we've been down some a few paths together in the notion of leadership and organizational behaviors, and have worked with your fine folks at the fire department. And I just wanted to have you come in. So tell us a little bit about the department and what you've done in the last few years as you've grown that that community, that great community service organization.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I've been with the department since 2012 and was promoted to fire chief in March of 2020.
I remember.
And you referenced it, but soon thereafter, over the course of that summer, we did several sessions with our officer corps, both kind of vision and mission analysis for the department and the organization, and then rolled that right into some individual leadership development.
Right. Yeah. Well, and proudly on your behalf that you had the visionary leadership to do those kinds of things with your fire department and the firefighters. And they are a great bunch of folks.
There's no doubt. Yeah. And doing that has obviously really set the stage for the growth and development that we have seen, both in the service to the community, as well as, just simply the individual and character development of people within the department, knowing that, hey, we've set, a vision, we've set a purpose, a why for the department. And then, through that, we've developed the mission and the strategy for following through on that.
And the guys buy into that, guys and girls, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. Look, all of us have good days and bad days, right? I mean, we all have those days we get up and go, I don't feel it today. But, as a whole, as an organization, we're really clicking right now. Yeah.
And just from my observation in watching the fire department for the last few years, I can see it in the rank and file of your firefighters. The quality, the commitment, their ability to think through, being a very, very important part of the community. And I know that you embrace that, and I know that you lead the way for them to understand and buy into that. So,
yes.
So in the fire department, I know for a fact that you went through the mission analysis and strategy development, and you developed some core values.
That's right.
For the department.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you you led us through and you use the vision, the mission, the strategy concept.
Right.
Simon Sinek is a guy that I look up to greatly. We've talked about him before, and he talks about the why, the what, the how, same concept, different verbiage on all of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we developed that vision statement, the excellence and efficiency in public service. We'll probably never be 100% excellent or 100% efficient, but it's that thing that we look to and we'll die trying.
But what the mark on the wall is
exactly.
For a Sylacauga firefighter.
And then of course, we delved into the mission, and then in the course of that, we developed those core values, which for us in the Sylacauga Fire Department are integrity, dedication, honor, and excellence. And those are the things that, as you said, I've stolen it and said it I don't know how many times, if you take a Sylacauga firefighter down off the shelf, personality aside, differences aside, whatever, that you're at least going to get those four things.
Absolutely.
And just delving into that just briefly, one of the stories I love telling about that is when we were defining those four core values for our department, and we had dedication on there. And the first draft of that definition for the department said, we'll always strive to go above and beyond. And that's how the definition opened. And as we were sitting around doing the roundtables on it, somebody said, I think it was Captain Cunningham, if I'm not mistaken, said, I don't like that, because that means there's a level that's acceptable, that's not the best. If we're going to go above and beyond something,
that's astute.
It was incredible, and it was a big aha moment. And so we changed that definition to where now our definition of dedication starts with, we are dedicated to the single highest level of service.
Nice. Yeah, I remember that.
And man, that has been one of the coolest things. I tell that story every chance I get because it made a mark for sure.
Right. So with these core values, it goes without saying that firefighters are service-oriented people. They are servants of the people. They're there to protect.
Yes.
To save lives. They serve the people of the community.
Right.
So what we're going to drill down to today is let's talk about service. Let's talk about selfless service.
Yes.
So how does that square with you and your firefighters? Selfless service.
Well, I mean, I think at surface level, there's a lot of obvious factors mm-hmm. there. We certainly, you sign up to do the job knowing there's an element of danger. You know, same as your military career. You know, you signed up knowing that going in, and
right.
and you're willing to do the job anyway. A lot of humility in that. And of course, the definition in that, you know, you got to be careful of, because that's not thinking of yourself less.
Right.
You know, humility, we often think of meekness, you know, we think of little mouse.
Milquetoast, yeah.
And that's not it at all. But when you build on, you know, yes, I can be a strong leader, but I can still put others above me.
Sure.
And I can be a strong firefighter. You know, I can be a strong fire officer. I can be a great asset to this department. But when that tone drops, when we go out on a run, or not even that, when Mama calls us and says, "Hey, I don't have any family members. Yeah. My smoke detector's beeping, and I need somebody to come change the 9-volt battery in my smoke detector."
I've been there.
You know, and you know, while we're a rough and tough bunch, you know, I mean, a lot of type A personalities in the fire service, a lot of bull in a china shop kind of mindset when we go into a house fire, but being able to go, you know what, if that was my grandmother,
I'd go. Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. And, sure. and I get excited when I see my personnel exhibiting that, and they do on a daily basis. We've talked before, you know, I'm no longer necessarily directly responsible for providing that service to the citizens, but I'm responsible for the people who are responsible for that. So yes. Now I've kind of morphed my leadership mindset and service mindset into being a service-oriented leader.
Yeah. And the term that is so often referred to today is servant leadership, which I think, and you and I've talked about this, sometimes gets misunderstood, but it's about servant leadership.
Right.
It becomes a model for leadership.
A perfect example is we were able to just purchase some new extrication tools. Jaws of Life is what they're normally known as. And it's a set of tools that we use. And a lot of technology has changed over the last 10, 15, 20 years on both vehicle construction and the tools. And, you know, I don't get to be hands-on with that anymore, even though vehicle extrication is one of the subjects of the fire service that I love. It's one of my favorite things to do. But, that's not my position anymore.
Right.
But I get excited knowing that in my position, servant leadership, that I've been able to orchestrate, you know, with the blessings of the city council and everybody else that's involved in that process, to give my guys these tools that are arguably some of the best on the market.
That they need. And you serve them by making sure they've got the right stuff.
And now I'm excited that they have the stuff they need to go out and be the most efficient and effective, as our vision statement says.
Good. Now, a minute ago, you introduced the word humility into this discussion about selfless service. And of course, you know, the definition that I know we discussed even several years ago was not thinking less of yourself, but thinking more of others.
That's right.
Very recently, I dug down in and found a another definition of humility that really struck me. Humility is the freedom, and those were the words that I found, the freedom from pride and arrogance.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it really struck me, and I'm going, wow.
That's fantastic.
Humility. It frees me, if I'm willing to let go of my pride, it frees me of my arrogance to think about doing something for someone else.
That's right.
You know, man, it just really... Well, I had to sort of put that into our discussion.
I love it. Well, and you know, so often in these circles, whether it be law enforcement, whether it be fire service, whether it be military, you know, the jobs that you kind of gravitate to when you think of a job that is surrounded by that selfless service mindset, you know, you hear the sayings like faith, freedom, sacrifice, you know, those types of sayings. And, you know, here in the Bible Belt, you know, you look at somebody like the life of Jesus, you know, and the servant that, you know, and if we could all treat each other like that,
sure.
You want to talk about changing the world.
Yeah. We don't have to talk about religion, although, I mean, that then becomes a religious topic.
Of
but
course.
If you just look at human behavior and look at the example that Jesus Christ set, you know, I'm not necessarily a religious guy, but I'm a very, very spiritual guy when it comes to believing in the man and what he stood for and what he said. And, you know, that for me then becomes a representation and manifestation of a good role model.
I'd be hard pressed to argue there's a better one out there, but at the same time, you go back to that whole humility concept.
Yeah.
You know, he was a humble guy.
Yeah, humble.
But man, he lived to serve. And if we on a day-to-day basis with our interactions with everybody that we meet on the street, was that level of servants?
Sure. In this day and age, particularly.
Yes.
I always pull myself back from talking about
another
politics.
Discussion for another day.
And, yeah. So anyway, you know, we've talked about this idea of selfless service in terms of personal growth. You see it in your firefighters' benefit to your own organization, but as you as servants to the community and people witness your service and the willingness to serve, what impact do you see that has on the citizens of Sylacauga, of Greater Sylacauga, of our communities?
I mean, certainly the basis of wanting to be a firefighter is wanting to help people in their time of need.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, that's where the rubber hits the road. Right. And so oftentimes, maybe even most times, when we interact with somebody in an official capacity, it's arguably the worst day of their lives.
Excellent point.
You know, I'll go back to the Monday before, I'm sorry, the Monday after Thanksgiving this past year, mm-hmm. My in-laws' house burned.
Yeah.
And they lost everything. And you know, we had the conversations. I just never thought it could happen to me because you're the fire chief and you know, I don't control fire, you know, just like a meteorologist doesn't control the weather, but you know, I mean, seeing some of that firsthand really honestly put some things in perspective for me that I had not considered previously. Even in the mindset of service, I didn't have the same reference point that I do now.
Yeah,
so when we show up and somebody's lost everything that they've ever owned in their entire life, and you know, maybe we can get there and save some of that. You know, our incident priorities are lined out of life, safety, property, conservation, incident stabilization. So if we can save property, we're going to.
Yep. So on that point, and I'm going to sort of lead us to closing here as we talk about selfless service, your firefighters engage people, and tell me the words you used again, when they are in a definite point of need. They're distraught.
Absolutely.
And you are now the tip of the spear to serve them and to provide comfort to them. Right. So that's huge.
And the tip of that spear can either go in the right spot or the wrong spot.
Yep. Got it. Okay. Chief Osgood, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell all the folks down at the stations, all your stations, hello for me. I look forward to seeing them on the streets, and I do appreciate, one, your being a community leader. because I think you're doing a great job. And secondly, I just thank you for being a friend and coming in to chat with me today.
Absolutely. So. Well, I could talk. I'm passionate about this stuff, so I could talk about it for an hour.
Hey, thanks for visiting with us today on the Bull Gap Journal. We talk about life, leadership, and common sense. Again, as I pointed out, this is an award-winning broadcast from Radio Alabama, Alabama Broadcasting Association Award winner. So join us again. If you want to learn more about the Bull Gap Journal, go to radioalabama.net/bullgap.